The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Get ready for a cinematic journey like no other as we dive into the glitz and glamour of Hollywood with real talk, unscripted and unheard. From heartwarming tearjerkers to spine-chilling horrors, I'll be your guide, sharing my take on each cinematic masterpiece. You are having an amazing day. Welcome back to episode 5 of Real Talk, unscripted and unheard. I'm your host, DJ Amp, and this is where the magic happens. Now, in past episodes, we have done PG and PG-13 rated movies. However, we will be switching up just a little bit today. In today's episode, we will be discussing the movie The Blair Witch Project. This film was released on July 30th, 1999, and directed by Eduardo Sanchez and Daniel Myrick. Throughout this episode, I will be telling you all about the inspiration behind the movie, giving my review of the movie, and ending the episode by telling you some fun facts about the movie. Now, without further delay, let's get right into this episode. In 1997, Eduardo Sanchez and Daniel Myrick sent out 3 unknown actors to improvise a horror flick in the woods and film it on their own. The concept was practically unheard of, and it would be very challenging to pull off. But 2 years later, Sanchez and Myrick had a bona fide hit on their hands with the Blair Witch Project, which inspired a new horror subgenre and instantly became one of the most iconic horror flicks of all time. The Blair Witch Project is renowned for its groundbreaking marketing campaign, which played in very important role in generating hype and anticipation for this film. The campaign utilized innovative techniques to blur the lines between fiction and reality, leaving audiences intrigued and uncertain about what they were about to witness. Some of the key elements of the film's marketing strategy included 1, a concept of finding lost footage. The filmmakers presented the movie as a genuine documentary compiled from recovered footage rather than a traditional scripted film. This approach added an air of authenticity to the project, making viewers feel like they were actually witnessing real events. 2, the directors created a fake documentary website that they try to pass as authentic. To reinforce the illusion of reality, the filmmakers created a website for the Blair Witch Project featuring fabricated news articles, police reports, and interviews with the characters. The website provided additional backstory and context for the film, and this further created a mystery that captured the world's attention. 3, missing persons posters. Prior to the film's release, missing person posters featuring the faces of the 3 main characters were distributed in select cities. It's a guerrilla marketing tactic that added an unsettling layer of realism to the campaign. 4, a strategy to limiting its release to a select number of theaters. The Blair Witch Project initially premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in 1999, where it generated significant buzz and positive word of mouth. Following its successful debut, the film was gradually rolled out into theaters across the United States, and this built anticipation and demand as it expanded to its new markets. And lastly, number five, word of mouth promotion. The film's unconventional style and shocking ending fueled discussions and debates among viewers, encouraging word of mouth promotion. Audiences were eager to share their experiences and their theories about the film with their family and friends, and this further amplified its cultural impact. Overall, the marketing campaign for the Blair Witch Project was a masterclass in creating intrigue and suspense. By blending elements of reality with fiction and leveraging word-of-mouth promotion, the campaign successfully generated widespread anticipation for the film, helping to propel it to the box office success and cultural phenomenon status. I hope you all enjoyed learning some new information about what inspired the movie The Blair Witch Project. Up next, I will be giving you my review of the movie. The Blair Witch Project stands as a groundbreaker in the horror genre, revolutionizing the way audiences perceive fear and suspense. This found footage masterpiece delivers an immersive and chilling experience that continues and will continue to captivate the audience. Set in Burkittsville, Maryland, the film follows three student filmmakers, Heather Donahue, Michael Williams, and Joshua Leonard, as they venture into the Black Hills Forest to document the legendary Blair Witch. Armed with only a camera and minimal supplies, they soon find themselves lost in the dense woods, haunted by unexplained phenomena that escalates with each passing night. From sounds of children playing to broken gadgets, the audience was captivated as they empathized with the characters in the film. What sets the Blair Witch Project apart from others is its innovative approach to storytelling. This movie was shot on a very small budget with handheld cameras, and the film blurs the lines between fiction and reality. The improvised dialogue and raw performance from the characters lend authenticity to the escalating terror, making it feel as though the events are unfolding in real time. Or in this case, real time captured by the self-recording of their experience. The brilliance of the film lies in its restraint. Rather than relying on elaborate special effects or jump scares, the Blair Witch Project builds tension through subtle psychological manipulation. Shadows flit in the darkness, sounds of children playing echo through the trees, and strange symbols appear without explanation, leaving viewers on edge as they struggle to discern what is truly lurking in the forest. Central to the film's success is its ambiguity. By leaving much of the horror to the imagination, the Blair Witch Project taps into primal fears of the unknown, and this invites viewers to project their own anxieties onto the screen. This open-ended approach invites endless speculation and analysis, ensuring that the film remains a topic of discussion and debate among those who are horror enthusiasts. While the Blair Witch Project may polarize audiences with its unconventional style and ambiguous ending, there's no denying its lasting influence on the genre. By harnessing the power of suggestion and atmosphere, it proves that true horror lies not in what is seen, but what is left to the imagination. As a result, it continues to haunt the collective minds of viewers, ensuring its place in the realm of horror classics. And overall, I would rate this movie a 4.5 out of 5 stars. Now we are nearing the end of this episode, but before I let you go until the next episode, I wanted to share some fun facts about the movie The Blair Witch Project with you. My first fact is that the movie cost only $60,000 to make, but overall it made $248 million in the box office. My next fact is that filming for this movie only took 8 days to film, but the editing of this movie took 8 months. My next fact is that the three main actors, Heather Donahue, Michael C. Williams, and Joshua Leonard, were forced to sign a release form, agreeing to let the producers mess with their head. My next fact is that the directors gave the three actors less and less food each day that they were on set, and this was intentional as it was meant to heighten the tension between all three of the actors. My next fact is that the three actors were only given a 35-page summary about the fictional Blair Witch legend, and each and every line in the film was improvised. Myrick and Sanchez wrote their first draft of the Blair Witch Project in 1993 when they were both film students in Orlando, Florida. They wrote the script more as an outline because they had always planned for the dialogue in the movie to be improvised by their actors in order to make the story seem more real. My next fact is that despite the film's closing credits announcing that the legend did not actually exist, many fans converged on Marilyn's hoping to recreate the film's events. My next fact is that because so many people believe the film was real, Heather Donahue's mom received many sympathetic cards and messages from fans who actually thought her daughter was either missing or dead. My next fact is that because of the jittery handheld camera effect in the movie, some viewers became nauseous and even vomited. Ushers in Toronto theaters asked viewers who were subject to motion sickness to sit in the aisle seats of the theater so that they would not throw up on other people. My next fact is that Stephen King's son showed him the Blair Witch Project while he was in the hospital, and King asked him to turn it off because it was too scary. My next fact is that the F word occurs a staggering 154 times in the Blair Witch Project movie. And finally, my last fact is that the actors had a code word for when they wanted to speak not in their character. So the actors had to stay in character almost constantly throughout their 24 hours while they were filming this movie. And whenever they needed a break to break out of character, they would have a safe word. And this safe word was taco. And when one of the actors said taco as their safe word, the other two actors had to repeat it, so they knew that they were no longer acting and they could break out of character. Well, unfortunately, the time has come and this will be the end of this episode. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to this episode of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard, with me, your host, DJ Amp. Hopefully you all enjoyed learning some new information about the movie The Blair Witch Project and enjoyed my review as well as learning some new fun facts. I will see you all in the next episode of Real Talk, Unscripted and Unheard.